Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a slightly lower open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time ahead of Fed minutes and flash PMIs. European equity markets have opened mixed to lower but are now edging higher, following higher levels in Asia. U.S. dollar is stronger versus Japanese yen but weaker versus euro and sterling. Treasury yields are higher at the short end and flat at the long end. Crude oil is up, gold is softer, cryptocurrencies are firmer. Today's PMI results from the US and Europe are influencing the macro narrative in markets, with investors anticipating an economic contraction in Q4 and early next year. Other influence will come from the central bank side, with FOMC minutes due to be released and likely to reflect a shift towards moderating the pace of rate hikes. The European Central Bank's Vice President and Bank of England's Chief Economist are also due to speak today. Earlier, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand raised official cash rates by a record 75 basis points as predicted. The terminal official cash rate forecast was also raised to a higher than expected 5.5% from 4.1% previously. On the data front, the Eurozone PMIs came in firmer than expected as the contraction in manufacturing slowed. Consumer confidence appeared to have bottomed out in Europe despite high inflation, as government support measures mitigated the impact of higher energy prices. The UK November PMI also came in higher than consensus, but remained in contractionary territory. Elsewhere, Singapore government lowered GDP growth forecast due to manufacturing and trade headwinds. Apart from the November flash PMIs, key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today also includes the November final Michigan consumer sentiment, the October new home sales and October durable orders, as well as the weekly mortgage purchase applications, weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims, and the weekly crude and natural gas inventories. The notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today is Deere & Co. It's due to post its results before they open. In corporate news, workers staged violent protests at Foxconn's main iPhone-making factory in China, as employees remain upset about COVID-related restrictions, with hundreds of them breaking out of their dorm rooms and fighting with outnumbered security personnel. Manchester United has commenced a process to explore strategic alternatives, including new investment into the club, a sale, or other transactions involving the company. In Asia, equities ended positive on Wednesday in a third consecutive session with little conviction. Hong Kong turned positive after some opening losses. Mainland markets were also well supported as investors shrugged off a growing number of COVID cases and lockdowns in China. China's central bank advisor has said that a 50% growth next year would still be possible, while a Nomura economist has warned not to expect rapid economic growth in China once zero COVID ends. As COVID restrictions have been imposed on cities that make up around 20% of Chinese GDP. Elsewhere, South Korea and Taiwan went up today, Australia also gained, Southeast Asia was mixed with Malaysia still struggling to find buyers, India extended opening gains while Japan was closed for a holiday. European equity markets are mostly firmer now. The Eurozone PMI results will remain a focus. The better-than-expected reading so far mirrored a steadier French and German update. Overall, the PMIs fit in with the thoughts that the recession in the Eurozone may be relatively mild. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.